ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः।
ए स्टेज कम्स इन द लाइफ ऑफ ए सीकर व्हेन देयर रिमेन्स नो प्लेस फॉर सेक्स, रेदर द अर्ज गोज अवे, सेक्स फॉल्स डाउन, बट डोंट स्ट्रगल विद सेक्सुअल इंस्टिंक्ट। ए स्टेज विल कम एंड दैट इज द आइडियल स्टेज and that must happen someday, definitely, when sex is completely replaced by love, pure love. But don't think that you can make it just like that through your own effort any day. Sex is not so easy a matter. The right way is not to deal with sex, not to struggle with these things, but to go on practicing the spiritual path. And then a stage would come that you, your existence, your inner quality grows so much that these things become redundant. They go away. I remember that great monarch here in India, the Mughal monarch, Akbar. Akbar was the name. He had a very wise minister. Birbal was the name. One of the wisest men at that time. And Akbar was also a great man in that case, in that sense that he had his own ways of life and thinking. Many times he would put certain questions to the ministers, to the people around him, for an answer, just to test the caliber, the mind of the ministers. Once he said to the ministers and to all the people, all the wise people around him, in the palace and also in the city, he drew a line and he said, "Well, gentlemen, you are all are invited to deal with a problem. I want to shorten this line. Here is a line. I want to shorten it without touching it." He said this. "Is there somebody who can shorten this line drawn by me by the chalk on the blackboard or whatever it was? It has to be, it is so much. It is say 6 inches long and I want to shorten it. I want to do something that it appears short than it is appearing now. But the condition is, don't touch it." Everybody was perplexed. How to shorten without touching? Everybody said, "Sir, not possible." And in the end would come the turn of Birbal, that wise minister. He would ask him in the end. Then he said, "Birbal, what about you?" All have said, "No." Birbal would always smilingly, "These are small things, monarch. They can be done anyway. That's nothing." In the same manner, the monarch thought, "This time I will be able to defeat Birbal, his intellect also." So the monarch said, "Birbal, what do you say now?" Others have raised their hands. They said, "No, we can't do it without touching it. What do you say?" Birbal said smilingly, "My lord, this is very easy." Then the monarch said, "Can you do it?" "It is so easy." The monarch said, "Without touching it?" "Yes, there is no necessity of touching and it will look less, shorter." Then the monarch said, "All right, do it." He took the chalk and drew a bigger line by the side of that line. And he said, "Sir, which line is shorter?" "The drawn by you is shorter than this one." Monarch said, "Birbal, I have given you this example to tell you something about spirituality. Don't try to wipe out this greed and this jealousy. And don't struggle with the instinct of sex. to shorten them, to weaken them, this jealousy, this anger. Don't try to struggle with them. You will not be successful. Become more considerate, more full of love, more full of service. Draw other lines. Become more giving. These things will go away. Here is a great technique for that. If you go on struggling with these instincts in you, anger, sexual urge, jealousy, greed, irritation, you will never be successful. If you start seeing what should I create in me, greater sense of service to others, greater consideration, patience, etc. One a day will come when these things will decrease by themselves. It happens. Somebody says that the room is dark. We want to throw out the darkness from the room. Let us all try. You go on trying for centuries, the darkness is not going to go out. How to deal with darkness? Lit a candle, there is no darkness.